This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Israeli military struck Hamas militant sites in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday in response to rocket fire toward Israel the previous night that coincided with the signing of normalization agreements between Israel and two Arab countries at the White House. The barrage against Israel began Tuesday night just as the ceremony here in the Washington area was getting underway to formalize the new agreements with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Two Israelis were slightly wounded. In response, Israel said it struck about 10 Hamas sites, including a weapons and explosives manufacturing factory, an underground infrastructure, and a military training compound. Palestinians are opposed to the agreements with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, viewing them as a betrayal of their cause by agreeing to recognize Israel without securing territorial concessions. President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony. He acknowledged the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on the concession it provided and progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Trump administration is touting the deals between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain as key foreign policy victories, just 2 months remaining before the November 3rd presidential election. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump on Tuesday said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Speaking at a town hall hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution before the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd. Trump repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own and denied understating the threat of the disease when asked by an audience member why he would downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities. President Trump said he downplayed it, but actually, in many ways, he said he upplayed it in terms of action. Trump said his action was very strong. A strengthening Hurricane Sally pummeled the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama overnight into the early hours of Wednesday, with heavy rain, strong winds, knocking out electricity to more than 100,000 homes and businesses. Sally rapidly strengthened as it approached land, quickly rising into a Category 2 storm, packing winds in excess of 100 miles per hour. A National Hurricane Center forecast map showed a possible landfall between Alabama's Mobile Bay and the Florida Panhandle. Well, Shinzo Abe, the outgoing Japanese prime minister, left his office for the last time Wednesday as he stepped down as the country's leader. Abe traveled to the parliamentary confirmation for his successor to take over. Japan's parliament elected Yoshihide Suga as prime minister, replacing long-serving leader Abe with his right-hand man. Suga had been chosen as leader of the ruling party on Monday, virtually assuring he would succeed Abe, who resigned early in the day because of health issues. South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers their past due salaries, dismaying civil servants who have been waiting for their paychecks since April or May. Government employees told VOA they are finding it more and more difficult to feed their families as their savings dwindle and commodity prices skyrocket. The finance minister told the National Assembly Business Committee last week the government's inability to pay was due in part to the COVID-19 lockdown devastating the global economy, including crude oil prices and revenue from South Sudan's oil production. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.